Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us this evening. And I don't know about you, but in my area, it seems like the weather is just going up and down and up and down. It was 80 last week. We had our shorts and our T-shirts on, and the kids were in the pool. And tomorrow, it's going to be in the 50s all the way down to the 30s at night. Can you imagine, I mean, what this is doing to our bodies? And is really anyone even prepared for all these shifts and change in our climate? Today, we're going to be talking about fireside cider. It is from Shire City Herbals, and it is an immune booster that will help your body, just kind of like I call it a tonic. Call it what it is. That's what it is. A lot of people, you know, the olden days, they would have tonics. People now, they say, well, you know, my liquor is my tonic. Some of these other things that I take are tonics, and some people put together their greens drinks, and they call that their tonic. Whatever the tonic is for you, definitely nowadays people do need to have something. Because you know what, if you don't strengthen your body, everything that comes in the air, you're breathing it in, it's getting into your eyes and your skin, and it just gets on your food and it gets into your mouth. All these different ways are venues of getting vectors into your body. We always say, what are the passageways? How do things get into our body? It just gets in all different ways. You know, I was listening yesterday to a local report, and they were saying about all of the toxins in the air here. Well, hey, I live in New Orleans, no kidding, right? And we get all of the little things on the news, and it says, well, chlorine in the air today, carbon dioxide released today, carbon tetrachloride was released last night. Gosh, what are all these things doing to our body? And if our body is really depleted, how are we even being able to, you know, defend all these things and keep them off and not prevent some illness or sickness or destroy the cells in our body? If you've listened to some of our past shows, we know we've talked about magnesium, how very important that is, and how, hey, magnesium can get burned up in maybe 2-3 hours of yelling at your kids. Vitamin C, we had a conversation with another doctor. Vitamin C, if I take my RDA, my vitamin C is gone in 15 minutes when I have to walk to work and it's freezing cold. So what is your body doing for the rest of the day? That's where tonics come in. So today, again, we're talking about Fire Cider from Shire City Herbals. And I'd like to take a call right now. And this call is, let's see, it's 817. We've had a lot of calls this evening. So with 817, if she... caller, could you give us our first name and tell us your experience with Fire Cider?
Yes, I sure can. My name is Jessica Lamb, and I own a small cafe in the Berkshires in Pittsfield, Massachusetts called Dottie's Coffee Lounge. We are actually very honored to be the official first commercial account. Our account number is actually 001, and we picked up Fire Cider. It was a local product, and we tend to focus on local products within the Berkshires, within our cafe. And we were just so delighted to be introduced to Fire Cider. We had previously never heard of it. And, you know, we brought it into our cafe, and it has become one of our more popular items. We serve
you know,
it
I think
in a lot of
a
different
lot of
ways.
People don't. A lot of people don't know about these different things that are out there when someone puts it together and bottles it up and just says, hey, you know, give it a try. Give it a try. You know, not everybody can be at home making up their own tonics all the time. I mean, even myself, I have hundreds of companies on my shelf. And it's like, my goodness, you know, I just don't have time for all this. It's like, put it together and send it to me, you know. And when you have a tonic that's available, you know, for your area, that's perfect. Especially since it's, I mean, I know the Berkshires, I know Pittsfield. That's a great place to start. You know, people are so health conscious.
Yeah, well, we had first actually had Fire Cider at one of our downtown summer sort of street festivals that we do called Third Thursday, and Amy and Dana actually were there handing out samples, and that was sort of our first taste of it, so to speak. And we were just so inspired and excited about this type of thing. You know, it was very robust, and you couldn't really stop thinking about it after you had it. And I was very impressed with all the different health benefits that they claimed came along with it. So it was a real easy sell to us and then to our customers. So,
you know,
we're just thrilled. I mean,
you know, again, living here in the South, I mean, the only thing we get on health is, you know, as soon as people sit down to a restaurant or to a store and they sit down, they're going to have something to eat, as they get, you know, how many Cokes and how many iced teas do you want, you know, with 100 things of sugar. And, you know, it really is, you know, the culture of the area in which you're in, where people are interested in their health, you know. So on this show, when we talk about Firesider, we're going to be talking about it to other people that don't even know anything about it, because, my goodness, what, you know, these people here are like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, that's, you know, that's not, I don't know what I want to do with that, you know? So it's really about spreading the word, I think, when you have a company and you're able to get it out to stores or to cafes or to other places that would not normally sell something like that and say, hey, give it a try, right?
Exactly, yeah. It's a, you know, it's a culinary ingredient in our cafe. We make, you know, a tea with it. We make lemonade with it. We make food with it. We make salad dressings and all sorts of things. So it's a real fun way to spice up your home pantry or, you know, anytime you're cooking. So we just love it, and our customers buy it by the bottle. We have a gentleman who has really bad sinus issues that he was taking, like, 3 different medications for, and he came in and saw the, like, flyer we had that, you know, claimed all these different health benefits with, you know, allergies and sinus issues included, and he tried it, and he buys a 16-ounce bottle of it pretty much, like, every 10 days or so. And doesn't take any of his medications anymore, you know. And he is probably in his 70s, like a real, like, old school type of guy who was raised on, like, medicine being the cure-all, not these, you know, old-fashioned tonics being cure-alls. So it's really great to see somebody like that really being open-minded to it, giving it a try, and really committing to it and getting the benefits from it. I mean, it's great. So many different levels of greatness.
And while we never want to make, you know, claims of cure or treatment or diagnosis, but when you're turning around and you're looking at a product that is just made out of food items, it's the idea of food being your medicine or medicine being your food, you know. It's the idea of giving yourself, your body, things that will work to, you know, clean out your cells, clean out your digestion, keep all your cells really healthy, provide antioxidants, provide vitamins, nutrition, which is the definition of a tonic. So that's really a great idea that, you know, people can see and think that it will make a change in their life. So, Jess, thank you so much for being with us. I know you have to go. That's why we wanted to put you on first. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a wonderful night, and I look forward to staying tuned in.
Great, thank you. So now I'd like to put the show, we kind of jumped ahead because this person, Jess, she did need to go. And we're going to speak with Amy, Brian, and Dana, who are the co-founders of the company Firesider. So, Amy, welcome to the show. We'll start with you. Thank you much so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much for finding us and for inviting us to be on your show. We're really excited.
Yeah, crazy way I got to you guys. But, you know, my mother sent me an email with my nephew's article in the newspaper, and you guys just happened to be in the newspaper too, and I said, oh, that was where I wanted to start looking.
Yeah,
the way you find people, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Amy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and the idea of Firesider?
Okay. I grew up here in the Berkshires, and I was actually didn't ever think I would be coming back here, let alone selling a dietary supplement. I have a bachelor's degree in English lit, totally different field. I was actually living in New York City for a while, about 8 years, and I got very, very sick around 2007. And I'd always been interested in food and healthy living and clean living and healthy lifestyle. You know, I think I bought my first nutrition book when I was like 16 or 17 because I had an autoimmune disease that I felt like, you know, I could heal it. You know, if I just ate the right things and went running enough times, it would be, I'd get better. So this illness in 2007 really forced me to look at my whole lifestyle, you know, right down to the people I was hanging out with and what I was doing for extracurricular activities and how I was eating. And I really had to face the fact that, like, the foods that I'd been eating, the birth control pills, the prescription medications that I'd been taking were actually the reason that I was so sick. And that the only way out was to, like, literally eat my way healthy. Was, you know, there was no prescription for what what would cure me. And I ended up going to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, which is a nutrition school. And the founder, Josh Rosenthal, is actually from the Berkshires, which I learned after I was already attending the school in New York City. And that kind of set me on the path. Although the way that we started our business and started selling Fire Cider on a large scale was really a little bit more serendipitous and kind of almost fell in our laps, really.
Well, you know, let's go back a little bit because definitely when you don't feel well is the time that you start scrounging around and you say, what is not working in my life? And, you know, that's what we always talk about tonics. You know, tonic is something that says, I'm going to gather up what will make me feel better. And then in the meantime, let's see what my body decides to do with it. You know, I always think of Hawthorne as my great tonic, and, you know, I've used it almost with everybody in the world, it seems. Because if you didn't have your heart in good shape, hey, the body doesn't move at all, forget it. You may as well just chalk that up, you know. But then when we look at Fire Cider, we think about, you know, if you're just giving it some raw food basic items and keeping it a little bit in balance with its pH and, you know, with being the cells communicating, which is apple cider vinegar and honey, and, you know, that is really the basis of what you need to have, you know, just a healthy terrain is what I always call it. You know, we can't keep putting good stuff in and saying, oh, I want to have broccoli because I'm going to prevent my breast cancer and I just know it. And I'm going to go get it out of my freezer because it came in my little container with my microwave food. And it's like, sure, you know, that's just totally a waste. There's no broccoli there that's going to save you from breast cancer. Not going to happen. No way, no how. But when you look at going back to what Fire Cider is, it's basically a tonic where you really have concentrated sources of these vitamins and nutrients. And when they are concentrated, they're in the raw organic form. That's when they're usable. I mean, if you're microwaving something and it's been freeze-dried and frozen and yada, 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 forget it. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you talk about your tonic, can we talk a little bit about the components in it? Maybe Brian or Dana would like to share, you know, about the components and how important they are and, you know, being raw and organic.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, so this is Dana, and I originally started making Fire Cider for myself, early versions and prototype recipes to help with congestion and allergies. I used to get bronchitis every winter and, you know, just have, like, lingering congestion, cold and flu stuff. And yeah, I had sort of the same experience of having to examine what I was eating, and saw that my diet was really what contributing to my recurring illnesses. And and that's when I started to become interested in eating my medicine and in getting it in the raw form and in the most pure and in this case organic form. Totally. That was a turning point in my life when I started to realize that I needed to feed myself the best things possible and really pay attention to the little things and every day do something good for myself, take tonics, take the right teas, take tinctures, and really use every little option that I had to boost my health.
So did you and Brian and Amy all work together? Brian, can you tell us a little about how everything got started?
Sure, yeah. I remember it was around before the holidays in 2010, and Amy and Dana had just moved back to the Berkshires, and they'd just gotten married and were making a number of things for a local holiday festival, and Fire Cider was one of them, and they had just an overwhelming response from the people at the festival. They decided that at that point that maybe they had a good idea and they should work more on it. I ended up helping out originally with the artwork for the label. I had a lot of experience with a webcomic that I was drawing at the time, and so my sister Amy asked me to do the labels for that. And then it slowly grew over the next 6 or 8 months from, you know, working on the label, working with the FDA to get it to get the label art approved and everything, to kind of helping out in the kitchen, to helping out with deliveries and things like that. And it just kind of grew, you know, very, as Amy said, very serendipitously.
Yeah, it's not something where you just are selling 5 bottles at the local farmer's market. It started out that way, which everybody does need to start out that way, but it is growing into a pretty good business now, and you guys are doing really well. And I really think that, you know, on this show is about bringing the message forward. Like I said in the beginning, this is a global radio show, so other people across the country can also find out more about it and be able to try it and give you, you know, contact you and see if they can see about having it for themselves first and experience the results they may get, you know, as their own individual results. So, Amy, can you tell us a little bit about the recipe?
Sure. The recipe is actually Dana's. My input for the recipe was, this is kind of weird. Can you make it taste better? Yeah, so Dana, I mean, like my first experience with Fire Cider was from Dana. You know, I hadn't heard of it before or seen it anywhere. And he offered it to me because I was, you know, we just moved back to the Berkshires. And I'd adapted to life in New York City where everything is sort of overheated. You speed walk everywhere, you know. So it's a little bit of a shock moving into a drafty old Victorian apartment. And getting sick all the time. And so Dana offered his Fire Cider, and I was like, it sounds weird, it smells kind of weird, I don't care, I'll take it. You know, at this point I'm used to, you know, if it makes me better, I'll take it, I don't care what it tastes like. But he did sort of take that to heart and made four, I don't remember actually how many different sort of variations. You know, he kind of took what he'd been making already and made a few versions of it, and we taste tested it once we remembered that it was still hanging around in the pantry after a few months. And the one that tasted the best, it was like a clear winner. You know, we had our friends over and our roommate Bobby at the time, and so we were all like, yeah, this is the one. So that's kind of how we ended up with the final formulation. But Dana, like I said, like he said, he'd been working on it for many years. You know, when he was like 19, you know, sort of the end of his teen years, kind of got more interested in it.
Well, you know, I can also say that too. You know, how many times I've given stuff to patients and they're like, "Well, I'll take it, but I don't know." And then they open it up, and a Chinese remedy would smell like, I always call it like dead socks, you know, that smell of formaldehyde and mortuary and socks all together, you know, or something else would seem like, you know, I would give them another remedy and they'd say, what is it? And I'd say, well, it's just the shells of silkworms. And they're like, really? I don't think so, you know. But and all of these are our most potent medicines and all of these items, and it's just something that you have to just get over, you know. Hey, if you've got a bad cold and you've got a really bad sinus issue or tonsillitis or whatever it is, you can't smell anyway. So you know what? Just hold your nose and drink the stuff, you know. It's like, you know, how many people are sick and they're like, you know, well, I don't know what I it's going to taste funny. You can't smell, you can't taste, just drink, you know.
Right.
And
right.
You just have to get past that initial thing and you say, oh, okay, it's not going to kill me, you know. I don't know how many people I have that say, you know, I'm going to go get the NyQuil, but and now they're like, oh, well, I have to get NyQuil in capsules because I don't like the taste. And it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, you know. So when you think of a tonic and like you said about it being tasting better, that is like that is definitely half of the game, but also it's still working is the other half of the game. So, Dana, can you tell us a little bit about the items? Because I know that it's really important that there's certain items in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, the complete rundown is it's a base of raw organic apple cider vinegar and raw, really good raw local honey that we get in from Massachusetts. And then it's all the rest of the ingredients are organic. So it's oranges, lemons, onions, ginger, horseradish, garlic, turmeric, and habaneros. So it's,
and you know, if you take each one of those, you think, are you out of your mind, right? You know?
We get that a lot when we're at demos and we tell people what's in it, and people, you know, basically think we're crazy. Like, what, you want me to drink this? People are always asking us, like, isn't that salad dressing? You know,
right.
Don't you put that in soup? You don't drink that, do you? But, yes, you do.
Yeah, and I think apple cider vinegar is the biggest one that people have the hardest time getting over right at the get-go. They're like, I don't even have it in my house. I don't even know what you're talking about. When I have a salad dressing, it's this white stuff that comes with a big scoop at the buffet place, and you just go, oh, my gosh, you mean the stuff that's, like, dripping and soupy, and it smells, and it's got all the orange rim around the end, and it's like, ugh, you know? That's what a lot of people associate apple cider vinegar and salad dressings with, you know? So when you turn around and say fire cider and you're thinking it has components which may be present in a salad or some time of really vegan or veg, you know, somebody that's eating really good vegetable stuff, that would be their diet, but, like, it's not mine. And, you know, I think the advent of the bullet that they've had lately where they say, oh, let's just put all this stuff in here and throw an apple in and it'll taste good. That's the, sort of like the same concept because you really are getting some of the similar items. It's just that you're getting it in a different form, correct?
Yes, yeah. The fire cider, a lot of people also think that they're supposed to drink the entire 8-ounce bottle, which is definitely not recommended. You know, everything in it is very, very concentrated, so a lot of people are very relieved when we tell them that we only recommend a half tablespoon or a tablespoon at a time as a dose. So it's a small enough amount that if you're scared of the flavor, you can just, as you were saying, you know, kind of hold your nose and toss it back and grimace and shake.
Yeah. Well, you know, also, you know, there was something that Amy said in the beginning kind of caught my attention when she said about, you know, being in New York City. Well, New York, to me, I think of, you know, hot bodies, big buildings, a lot of energy, a lot of, you know, in other words, like a fire, like a lot of energy. And then when you go up to the Berkshires, I know, because I've been there up to my brother's house and stuff, it's like cold and drafty and, you know, and open, and there's not that much concentrated energy. Now, in Chinese medicine, you know, when we think of Chinese medicine, we think of, if you're cold, you're deficient in heat. Therefore, a fire cider is exactly the tonic that will raise your heat and get rid of that coldness. So it's really perfect for people when you think of those cold types or the cold, you know, different type of illnesses or, you know, kind of miasms, all these things you have going on. It's perfect because you think of a fire cider, you think, I'm going to give you some heat. and that heat will be what will help your body warm from the inside. So it really sounded perfect what Amy had said in the beginning.
Yeah, we a lot of the times we do a lot of demos where we go talk to people. We do festivals, we do events, we county fairs, state fairs, you name it, we're there. And one of the most entertaining things is giving somebody a shot and watching them actually flush.
Yes.
We say, that's the power of Whole Foods. Everything in there is just 100% raw veggies, but you can watch it take hold in somebody in a couple of seconds. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's bringing that heat energy, bringing that heatness to their body, and it just flushes through what I call the meridians, because it ends up on their, don't forget, to the listeners, I'm a naturopathic physician, so when I think of the heat flush, we think of opening up all the meridians or opening up your skin or opening up your being able to accept, the tonic comes into your body and it says, hey, cool, I'm here. And it's really announcing itself with that flush,
Oh, yeah.
So you've gotten the product out now, and I know you have it in some restaurants or stores. How has that worked, and who has worked on that?
I've done most of the talking direct to stores. A lot of cafes. I've been focusing a lot on co-ops, members of the National Cooperative Grocers Association.
Right.
We really like that model. A lot of health food stores, cafes, things like that as well. And it's mostly, some of them have gotten in touch with us, have heard of us. And a lot of it is just kind of, going out and reaching out and calling people and in many cases getting a bottle into somebody's hands and they get to try it for themselves and really see the result.
Well, that's great. We have another caller, 946. I think that's Brooke. Brooke, would you like to share with us your experience with Firesider?
Sure. So my name is Brooke, and I'm a graduate student right now. And I am that person who hates taking liquid medicines. I hate tinctures. When I was a child, I was 4 cough medicine out. And I didn't want to try Firesider. I was given a bottle by a friend, and it sat on my shelf for about a year before I tried it.
Yeah.
And I was really sick. I had a really bad chest cold, and I, after 3 weeks of being sick and the doctor telling me I had a virus and eventually I would get over it, I was like, I guess I'll try this spicy vinegar. And I did, and I'm hooked. And it's what I'm actually using right now to help myself get over a cold.
I find that it's really interesting. Everybody is so afraid to try something, but once they try it, then they keep going on it. I have a friend just recently. She was really sick, and she said, I'm having a terrible sinus problem, And 2 or 3 days of posting on Facebook about her sinus issues, she says, well, I guess I'm off to the doctor. And I'm like, what if you – I just don't understand that concept, I guess maybe
– Yeah.
Are you just going to keep having this until it's a problem that you just can't even stand up? Then you're going to go get your drugs, and then your drugs are going to be, in other words, when I hit the wall, the drug is going to be my cane to pick me up. But really, all that time that you've had that really offense to your body, for that whole time, and it really didn't, you didn't do anything.
Definitely. I think that, it change is very interesting, and making choices that affect our lives in positive ways, it's a very interesting thing. I think for me, why Firesider stands out from over the counter prescriptions like DayQuil is that I and also other herbal supplements. So I worked at Whole Foods for a number of years, and I've tried basically every herbal supplement to boost your immune system. And they work differently than something like DayQuil. They take a long time. You have to be patient.
Right.
You don't get an immediate gratification. And why I really like Firesider is that I can drink it when I'm not feeling well and immediately feel better. I get that immediate sense of feeling better. But I'm also not harming my body by giving myself DayQuil. I'm healing my body. So I think it's really the best of all of those worlds.
Yeah, I think, and a lot of people don't know where to start when they don't feel good, so they just wait until it gets so bad that they have to do the drug. And I think that, you know, now, you know, with a lot of the more natural health talk that's going on and everything, people are saying, oh, well, I heard this and I heard that, and you know how the internet goes. And people are finding out that they do need to start paying attention and doing something a little bit earlier. It's just they don't know where to start, you know. And these great drinks, like we've said before with the bullet and stuff, you know, they're putting in, oh, my gosh, I have a cold. I'm going to put all the fruit in my freezer in it. And it's like you just gave your cold 20 million grams of sugar, you know. Really? You know?
Definitely. And instead, you can take a shot of fire cider and get everything that helps your body heal. It's magical.
Right. And they just don't know where to start, you know, because, like, if you had said to them, you know, put in 10 oranges, you know, 100 pomegranates and maybe 50 cranberries and then just pour in some apple cider vinegar, hey, you're getting a start, you know. But look at
well,
all the other things that are already
also
in this bottle. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the amazing things about fire cider is I'm a graduate student. I often don't have time to eat food. I try to take
right.
care of my body, but my lifestyle is that I work 12 hours minimally paid and, you know, come home exhausted. And having health that I can consume really, really easily is really important to my life. You know, adding something small and easy like a shot of fire cider can go a really long way. And I, you know, I can do it in my lifestyle as being a grad student.
And I think it really makes a huge difference when you only have to take a small amount. It's not like something that you've got to guzzle half the bottle, like you said, you know, in a day, and let's do half the bottle today and do another half a bottle tomorrow. And if you're still sick on the third day, we'll take another half a bottle, you know, and it's like, you got me crazy, you know, and it's not something that you're going to take and you're going to have this immediate, like, explosion in your body. Like, we all know about the, what do we call them, the Herxheimer reactions. In other words, everything's going to get worse before it gets better. This is not at all what that's about.
Definitely. And just as an anecdote, so I got sick a few days ago. I've been consuming a lot of fire cider over the last couple of days. My mom, who is pretty similar to me, is also sick, and I just talked to her on the phone, and she sounds like 20 times worse than I do, and she feels way worse, and I just feel a lot better. And you know, we have different ages. You know, I am a research methodologist, and so that's entirely anecdotal and not anything that you could support in research, but you know, I definitely feel much better and am getting over this sooner than she has.
And it's incredible how they let it linger too, you know, they're like, they're still afraid. Well, I don't know. Right?
Well, I mean, when I was a child, that's when I would get put on antibiotics, and then it would begin the cycle of taking antibiotics and disrupting my gut health and then, you know, not ever feeling better.
Right, right.
If I can avoid antibiotics, that's a win.
Well, Brooke, thank you so much for your input, and it's a pleasure to have
you
on the show.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm going to New Orleans soon, so I hear it's a great city.
Well, you best look me up on Facebook and send me a little PM message.
Oh, thanks. Okay, bye.
Great. Thanks. Have a good night. So, Amy, what else would you like to share at this point? And then we have another caller right afterwards.
Oh, let's see. I thought that was really great what Brooke said about, you know, just sort of being able to get over things quicker and to have you know, to have the benefits of an immediate reaction to a medicine that you're taking, and also to know that it doesn't have, you know, real negative side effects. I always feel really, you know, if I get sick to the point where I take cold medicine, and it's been a long time, thankfully, since I've had to do that, it's always like, I feel so defeated, you know. It's like, all right, I got to take this over-the-counter crap that's going to make me drowsy and loopy, and I'm not going to be able to get anything done.
And it does make a difference when you take all that other stuff, too. And I think it's also important to note, too, if you are taking prescription medications, please do check with your doctor before you do take fire cider. I would highly recommend you bring the bottle in to him, look it up on the website, print out the ingredients, and take it to him. But I can tell you from my own experience, it doesn't interfere with medications. It's food. You know, there are a few medications where you might find that, you know, you want to just make sure you're asking your doctor, but I have not found any indications where I would not use it. And it can be used also with children. You also obviously give them a very little tiny bit, and you can dilute that out in, you know, a larger glass of a drink, or put it in with something else that they're eating or drinking, you know. You could even just shake or sprinkle it on some food that they're eating. If they're eating something like maybe applesauce, you just sprinkle a little bit in it. If they're eating yogurt, you can do the same thing. Or in their drink, just dilute it down. I have so many kids and parents that come to me and say, oh, my goodness, you know, what am I going to give my kid to drink? You know, I don't want to give him soda. You know, I'll give him juice. And it's like, well, juice is no better than soda. And they're like, well, he has to drink something. And I would always say water. And they're like, that's not a drink. That's just water. And it's like, okay, then. You know, and they're always looking for that flavor and that taste or something different. And this would be something you can dilute way down.
Yeah, you can. A friend of ours actually came over for dinner, and he was like, fire cider? You guys do that? You know, he just puts a little, like a shot of fire cider in soda water, you know, like seltzer yeah. water, and makes, like, he's like, that's my soda. He calls it soda.
Right, and you can make it, you can make yeah. it different. You don't have to always be, you know, locked into just doing a shot of it or a teaspoon of it or however you might want to do that. Well, we have another caller. I think it's 846. It's Liz. Liz, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So would you like to share about your story with fire cider?
Yeah, I first heard about fire cider from my friend Brian. We met, like, in middle school a long time ago. And it was just one of those calls like, hey, Brian, how are you? What have you been up to? And he told me all about what he and his sister and brother-in-law had been up to making this tonic called fire cider. And immediately I was very interested and wanted to hear more about it. And he told me all about it and eventually got a bottle of it into my hands. And I was very hesitant at first because I don't like habanero or anything super spicy. So I made my husband try it first. And I said, if you take it, then I'll take it. So we poured a little shot glass of it, like about half a shot, and Antone, my husband, took the first sip, and he, like, made his firefighter face. And I was like, oh, God, no, and I got kind of scared. But then I just braved up, and I just took the shot, and I've been in love with it ever since. And I take it primarily as, like, a preventative medicine for myself to ward off colds, flus. I have two young children who are constantly getting anything that gets passed through school, daycare, you know, boogers, handshakes, everything from working in retail. And I'm usually the last man standing in my household where, like, every single kid will fall. Even my husband will get sick because he doesn't take it as regularly as I do. But if I feel even the slightest inkling of something coming on, like, you know, a sore throat or a stuffy nose, or I just don't feel well, I'll just start pounding fire cider pretty much. And, you know, I'm almost never getting sick. Even with everything that goes through my family, I'm usually immune to it.
And, you know, that is definitely important to note, too, because, boy, does it go around in the house, you know? And
yeah.
I would even, you know, recently I had been doing really well because I've been taking all of my stuff for all of these decades. And just this past 3 months, I don't know, like we always say, I don't know what bug crawled in me and died. You know, something got me. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it's doing, but it just, I'm in bad shape. And we kind of passed it around between the three of us, and then it went around again, and then went around again. And we just
yeah.
couldn't nick it. And then I had gotten, excuse me, two bottles. And I'll tell you, it really has taken that edge off of it where they're saying, phew, okay, now I feel like it's gone. Because we just couldn't kick it. And, of course, we didn't do the prescriptions. We just kind of let our body just heal as it could. But, man, it's tough, you know, when you really are passing it around and you can't break that cycle.
Yeah, it's hard, especially when you have young children, I feel, or work in retail or you're constantly interacting with other people. You just pretty much get exposed to pretty much whatever flu, cold, virus, stomach bug is out there. And it is, it stinks when, as soon as your family gets over one cold, then the flu season hits, and then you get over the flu, and then it's a stomach bug or whatever gets handed down. And, you know, it is tough to just stay healthy, especially in the winter months. And I just do feel like I owe a lot of my health to Firefighter and just preventing me from getting those really bad illnesses that everybody else is coming down with.
Yeah, because, boy, and, you know, if you don't get that last little bit, it's sort of like when you always think of, you know, when I said in the beginning about a bug, you know, you just it just gets in you and dies. It's sort of like it just never gets rid of. You know, you can't house clean your body enough to be able to get rid of it. You know, antibiotics or these steroids that they're giving everybody now, all they do is they're sort of like, I think of them as a cane, they're pulling you up, but they really haven't cleaned the slate. They haven't gotten rid of all the mildew. They haven't gotten rid of all the mold. They haven't gotten rid of the terrain, which is terrain is what I think of when I think of Firesider is cleaning the terrain. We're just clearing and cleaning, clearing and cleaning. You know, cider's, hey, cider's great for everything. So, you know, clear things out and get things rolling. That's what I would think of.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was really great having you on the show also, and thank you so much for calling in, Liz.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us. Bye.
Thank you. So Amy and Dana and Brian, we have about 10, 15 minutes left on the show, so if you'd like to share a little bit more about the product, like now we have all of these controversy about GMOs and organic and not organic and conventional, and hey, did I get it from Mexico? So who wants to, would like to share about the ingredients?
Well, I usually do the purchasing for our ingredients, although all three of us, you know, we've had a lot of, you know, discussions about, well, where are we going to get our honey from? You know, can we find a local source
right.
for organic raw apple cider vinegar? And that was, we really wanted to find someone, you know, in the New England area, but it just wasn't possible to get the volume that we need. So we've been going through Spectrum Organics. They're, you know, a well-known, trusted company. They make really awesome raw, organic, unfiltered, unpasteurized apple cider vinegar that we use. I'm really happy with that. Dana, like he mentioned, the raw honey that we get is from an apiary in Merrimack Valley. It's in Massachusetts, so we're really excited to, you know, be at least working with one local company for that, which is a really important ingredient. And then we go through Albert's Organics, which is their New England division, but they sell only organic foods, which is really awesome. And I can see, so when I do, you know, it's always different, right? Like we had a lemon shortage last summer. And
right.
I was really, really lucky that we have such good relationships with our stores that we sell to in the area, because what I did is I had to call up about 15 different stores and say, hey, can you order a case of organic lemons for me? Because Albert's was only selling one case per customer. So for like 3 weeks,
wow.
I was driving around Berkshire County, like, because you can't, there's nothing, you know, I was like, what are we going to do? We can't substitute, you know, there's no substitute for organic lemons. If you don't have organic lemons, you're out of luck. So,
right, right.
So I was really lucky that that a lot of our the stores that sell Firesider were like, sure, of course, you know, people are scrounging. We made as all the batches that we needed to make, and it was really great. But we're prepared this year to make batches before the season ends so that we don't have to worry about a shortage again.
Yeah, and it does make a difference now that a lot of the things in the West are now having issues with the drought. I know when I lived
yeah.
in Arizona, the lemons, oh, my Lord. It's like if I went back there, it would be just for that. They were bigger than your fist because, and they just had so much juice inside of them because being in the desert, that's what a plant does, is that it'll suck all the moisture inside itself. And it'll be very juicy. Peaches there and lemons there are absolutely huge, but when you cut them open, they explode with water and juice. Unlike when you get a peach from Georgia, it's smaller and it's fleshier and there's not quite that much juice. And then you get a lemon from California and it's another different story. So there are all kinds of different ideas, you know, in different fruits and different vegetables and the way you see them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, Dana used to live in Arizona for a little while. And so it was really great. Like, I think that's when he started adding the oranges and lemons to his fire cider concoction because they were, you know, literally falling off the trees in his backyard. And, you know, I mean, we walk down the street and they're just, like, everywhere. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah. And it's just, that lemon is just something you can't reproduce, and it's, like, something you can't forget either, and it's just something you really want. And definitely the idea of having fruits and vegetables and items in your product that aren't from questionable areas. I mean, we all talk about the big W stores, you know. As I've said on many shows before, I went to one big W store and I said, oh, I just want one onion. It won't kill me to get it here. And I looked at it and I said, I don't know. And I took a picture of the sticker on it. I said, let me go to the other W big store. And I went in there, and I picked up an onion. So like everybody does, they say, once you're in these golden gates, everything is good to go. And the answer is really, no, that's not true, because that same onion with that same sticker was on their shelf. So, you know, you really need to pay attention to where those items are coming from and exactly what they're made out of, because you really, just because something has a sticker on it, sometimes it's not always mean what's in it. You know, or the sticker doesn't always mean, you know, exactly what they say. You're kind of assuming, and we don't want to assume anything. So what you're telling us is that the items that are in there are good items and that they're not, you know, they're definitely safe. It's not like they're, you know, the funky things that we all don't want to have in our bodies at these days. Because, hey, who wants to have a healing product and it came from Timbuktu, you know? I mean, that would be the worst thing in the world, right?
Yeah, you can't make medicine out of sick plants. Like, it's just, that's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you're going nowhere
then, right? Or genetically modified plants. Yeah.
Right.
We're very committed to using organic, certified organic produce because, you know, we feel that that is, from a sustainability standpoint, from a flavor and taste standpoint, and from, you know, certainly from a health standpoint, a lot of people ask why, you know, what does this organic mean? What is it? Why do you have to use that? And it's something that really has some teeth as far as, you know, it's enforced. It's something that, that you know, you can guarantee that you're not going to be getting the pesticides and the herbicides and things as residues in the fruits and vegetables. And that's really important to us.
Yeah, and it is very important because, like we've said, you don't want to be a medicine and you're turning around taking something that's potentially an issue because you just don't need it. You just don't, you know, and of course you've taken that, you've taken the precautions and you're sure in what you're doing. So can you tell us a little bit more I think is something that needs to be out in the other areas. Like I said, I live in New Orleans, and if you'd ever told them here, they'd think you're crazy. But, hey, you know, that's what this show is all about. It's about sending seeds out. You know, let's bring the message to a few people so that maybe they can start sharing the message too. And I really think that that's how things get out there. I mean, fire cider, you know, I mean, the topic of a tonic has been around forever, you know. It's just the varying different things that you put into that tonic is what people want to know about. You know, like I said, I'm not going to sit down and make my own tonic. I don't have time. I don't know how many times I've seen things, you know, DIY on Facebook, and it's like, I just don't care. You know, I really don't. And that's why we have a market for the products, is because it's able to be made ahead of time. It's easier for us. It's just to say, oh, I'll just pick it up and I'll go. I don't have to worry about it, you know. And not everybody has access to natural healers or herbalists or other people in their area. So, you know, and not everybody is in what I call the green guru, and that is Birkenstocks and green goop. You know, hey, I live that life. I've done that. That is me on one day. It might not be me on the next day, you know. But to be able to have products that are ready and viable, I think that is the most important thing, and I think that's where your product serves a market.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the more people that get their products, you know, actually like food-based products, plant-based medicines, you know, the more people that are coming in and flooding the marketplace are actually, you know, there are a lot of small businesses doing it, but the more small businesses there are, the more that we can crowd out, you know, PepsiCo and Nestle and, you know, big companies that maybe aren't making actually healthful foods or beverages for us to drink. And I really think that, you know, plant-based medicines are gaining more traction and more awareness, and hopefully we'll see a lot more small businesses entering the commercial marketplace and helping to provide real alternatives and real options to people who don't know that they exist.
That's right, because the biggest companies with the biggest money and the biggest words that are doing those things are taking products that are good and recipes that are good and tonics that are good, and they're adulterating them. I mean, why does 7-Up have to have antioxidants? You know, I won't even go into what the chemical reaction actually produces, but it's a bad thing. And then you look at fish oils, you know. Well, hey, the medical community knows the fish oils are great. That's why they started to attach them to a prescription drug. But now that made something else of, you know, A plus B equals C. That's chemistry. If you put fish oil with a pharmaceutical, you don't have fish oil in a pharmaceutical as your product. You've got something else. So you've got a problem coming down the stream later. So it is very important to know where your stuff is coming from, and you just don't want to adulterate anything. You just want to do things as simply as you possibly can, because that is the most important. You know, body does not recognize certain things. It does recognize others, and the simpler you can be, that's the most important. So, Dana, would you like to share a little more? Where you have about 6 minutes left in closing.
We were just going on the theme of the importance of keeping of only eating pure things. Like that's I started making fire cider for myself to heal myself, and we've had a lot of conversations with business people, and people in the natural foods world are generally like, hey, you're doing a great job, keep up the good work. But we've had a few people who are like, hey, you know, if you could make this cheaper, you could probably sell more. And we just, that would absolutely not work for us, because I drink gallons of fire cider. So I want every batch, you know, I drink a lot of it. Amy drinks a lot of it. Brian drinks a lot. Like, it's very important to us that this is a key part of keeping us healthy. We're our own, you know, quality control team. We want it to be the best possible. Like, I don't want to go back to having bronchitis every winter. That's like actually my worst nightmare is that I have to watch what I eat really carefully and drink all the fire soda and drink the right stuff. And, I wouldn't. Hello?
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm doing this for my health first, and if I can help other people, fantastic. That really makes me feel really good about myself. But also, I need to keep myself healthy too. And like you were talking about the simplicity. Like, I'm a little leery of these. Like you were talking about, like I'm that thing you were saying about fish oil. That's terrifying. I didn't know that was happening.
Yes. Right.
But yeah, like the process we use is as simple as chop it up, steep it for 6 to 8 weeks, and then press it in a juice press and mix honey and put it in a bottle.
So many people are now touting on the idea of natural, or touting on the idea of putting whole foods in their products, and there is a very large market. And the very large market now is about buying food powders, and the food powders from, I won't name names, but there's several companies right now that are putting these food powders in everything, every product that they have down the line, and all they're doing is they're sprinkling in, they took the food, they dried it, whatever they did with it, pressed it, whatever, put it into a powder, and now they're saying, if I put one thumbnail of that powder into that whole box or that can, you now have a natural product and you now have a food additive that is good for you. And that is so important to be, you know, we always talk on this show about being careful about where your stuff comes from, what it's made out of, and ask those questions because, you know, there are a lot of people that do take the ideas and they adulterate them, but there are also a lot of people that do a lot of great things too. It's just we just want to be able to know the difference, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually very excited that Massachusetts has GMO labeling law that's coming up for that we can work to push through. And if all the people in Massachusetts push it through, neighboring states, Vermont and Connecticut, I believe, also have passed laws that only go into effect if enough other states adopt it. So we're pretty fired up about being able to try and push this through, because if Massachusetts gets it, that's one more state, and then you know it could really tip the balance nationwide for people being able to know what's in their food instead of having it be a mystery what kind of genes are in their food.
Absolutely, and be able to know where the items have come from, that is so important. So, Brian, we have a few more minutes. Would you like to add anything in closing?
Sure, yeah. I guess I'm going to steal this phrase from my sister, but we like to think of fire cider as like a gateway tonic or a gateway food, in that it's something that it's really unmistakable when you first experience it, first drink it. It has a really immediate effect and a really strong effect. And we've seen it, hundreds if not thousands of times from giving out samples to strangers, people at markets and things, where people will say, like, wait a minute, what exactly is in this? And it's whole fruits and whole vegetables and vinegar and honey. And it's really cool to see that kind of dawning experience on people where they realize that, wow, like this heartburn that I had just went away because I drank vinegar, or like this cold that I had just went away because of horseradish, or,
right.
It's really, really great to see that, that people kind of can get that idea. And we're really happy to be able to spread both the idea and the tonic itself to kind of a much, much larger audience and get people interested in what they're eating, get people interested in what they're putting in their bodies, and, feeling better.
You know, it's really interesting when we talk about horseradish. I am of Polish descent, and we always had horseradish. I mean, my goodness, that was like a mainstay. That and kielbasa and potato pancakes, But that was the Northeast. That's just what we had in the winter. But if you go to other people in other areas, they're like, I do not know what a horseradish is, and I wouldn't know what to do with it if you told me what to do with it. So when these items are in these products and they're already finished, that is 99.9% of the challenge overtaken, It's just like here, just like we said in the beginning, Amy and I, is hold your nose and drink it and be done with it and move on to the rest of your day,
Yeah. So, it's a 6-week process, kind of distilled down into a teaspoon for you.
Right, and it makes a huge difference. So, Amy, would you? We have about 3 minutes. Would you like to add anything in closing?
Sure. Yeah, I guess just sort of going on what Brian was saying. We sort of started making fire cider kind of a little bit on a whim, but as it started to take hold, I realized, I started out working as a health coach or a life coach, just sort of helping people to support them in making the changes that they knew they already wanted to make. I mean, you ask anybody and they'll list 5 things that they could be doing, but they're not.
That's the truth.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed that, but I saw fire cider as an opportunity to really reach out and affect in a positive way more people than I could ever work with one-on-one, that any of us could work with one-on-one, and I think that, over the past 3 years, the three of us have really worked really, really hard to reach out and educate as many people as we possibly could, if somebody
goes into a co-op because that's where they sell fire cider, and they've never been to a co-op before. You know, I had a woman tell me, like, oh, I started shopping at my local co-op because that's where fire cider was. And I was like, wow, what a great side effect of taking fire
right.
cider. So I hope that, you know, that what we're doing has a lot of really positive side effects, a lot of, like, really positive ripple effects. You know, maybe someone will start, wow, turmeric, there's turmeric in this. I've never cooked with it or eaten with it. You know, maybe I'll try,
mm-hmm.
you know, branching out with spices, or maybe I'll try cooking with ginger, or, you know, maybe I'll look up the naturopath in my area or the herbalist, or, you know, start a garden or something. So, you know, hoping that it kind of has this ripple effect and spreads the positivity around and the health and the good food.
Yeah, I think it's just about the idea of getting a tonic out there that says, hey, you know, give it a try. It's not it's just a tonic. It's just something simple made out of all the items out of your kitchen, and give it a whirl. So I'd like to thank everybody for being with us tonight. And again, it's Firesider from Shire City Herbals. The links are on today's show page if you'd like to purchase the item. Also, their website is on today's show page. So Amy and Brian and Dana and Liz and Brooke and Jess and everybody, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Gallagher.
Thank you. And, Amy, it'll be great. You know, like I said, I have the links on today's show page, so I hope everybody is able to find more information about your product.
Yeah, thank you so very much. This is a really great opportunity for us.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being with us. And to all the listeners, please do give Fire Cider a try. I can tell you, just hold your nose and chug it down. It's not going to kill you. You know, I promise. I promise it won't. And, you know, if you're really scared, dilute it down and drink a little in the morning and a little at night. Get yourself used to it, because all it is a tonic. You know, I'm in my, you know, going to be 60s. Hey, if you don't remember the tonics that your parents used to take or that your grandparents used to give you, oh, please, this is much better than that. So give it a try. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. And until another day, this is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and have a great evening. Mm-hmm.